As many of you already know, Sun Earth Day is a combination of events and programs that occur throughout the year, ending with a grand Sun Earth Day celebration on or near the spring equinox in March. The main goal of the program is to encourage students of all ages to explore, discover, and understand the dynamic connection between our sun, the earth, and other planets. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to another Sun Earth Day 2010 podcast. In this episode, I was able to catch up and record a brief conversation with this year's lead for the Sun Earth Day program, Elaine Lewis. I asked Elaine to fill us in on some of the highlights for this year's program. It turned out to be quite a conversation. Now, Elaine, I know with Facebook and Twitter and podcasts and our website and all of the activities that are online and everything that we're doing for Sun Earth Day again this year, actually we're doing a little bit more this year than normal with all of the social networking. We also have a webcast coming up. And this one's going to be a little bit different than webcasts we've had before.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about this because we could take all of our equipment because we can drive. It's in Philadelphia.
Oh, good. And we're in Washington, D.C.
Exactly. So we can drive there in a couple hours and pack the back of the van with all of our equipment. And we're going to do a webcast from the exhibit floor of the National Science Teachers Association National Conference.
That's going to be fun.
And I'm anxious to see how many of our science teachers that have registered with us will be at that conference. Mm-hmm. And I'll come over to the NASA booth and look for Space Weather Action Center and say, you know, just say hi. It's going to be kind of exciting. I'm hoping that there'll be some local kids involved with that. And our plans are to have the teachers come over and the students train them on how to map the magnetic influence.
And they do that by, it's an activity online that you can download from the Sun Earth Day website.
Well, it's actually on our Space Weather
Action Center,
and it's in the activities under magnetosphere.
Okay, and that will show you how to take a little device called a magnetoprobe and actually draw and trace magnetic field lines around magnets. It sounds complicated, but once you do it, it's a lot of fun. It's just like space magnetic art when you're finished.
Speaking of art, I actually did that with a group of students that I've been working with. They mapped a magnetic influence of a cow magnet, and then they used sequins and glitter and all kinds of things, and they have the most beautiful artistic magnetic field line maps you've ever seen.
We should, if you took pictures or if they still have those, we need to capture those. Take a few pictures and post them on Facebook and on our Sun Earth Day website.
I've got them all.
Okay, that'll be great. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about, Elaine, was because we'll be at NSTA this year, we're actually going to be working with a group from Langley called
NASA Edge.
Yeah.
Those guys are hilarious.
They are. They already have the NASA Edge Show, which is a podcast, a video podcast that you can download. It's hysterical, and it's also very informative. It's an informal kind of approach to everything NASA.
Yeah, and one of our participants who always has a large event out of JPL, Andrea Ingram, has agreed to come to NSTA and work with us and with the guys on NASA Edge during that webcast. And we're hoping we can bring one of the scientists here from Goddard as well.
Oh, that would be great. So we'll have the webcast. We'll have, I believe they talked about giving you an iPhone or an iTouch or some type of device to where you can walk around. Maybe I'll join you. We'll walk around the NSTA floor and just randomly interview different people about magnetism and science and NASA and what's going on, just have fun, and maybe tweet those out to the public through our Twitter account.
Sounds great. I don't know about you, but I'm wearing my jogging shorts and shoes on this one.
I know it. And I have to say this too. I'm not sure how far we'll get, but we have many, many people who are interested in Second Life, which is a program, a virtual environment. And we're playing with the idea of including Sun Earth Day on one of our NASA islands, hopefully this year.
Really exciting.
So if any of you out there are interested in Second Life or Facebook or Twitter, please be in touch with us. We have a lot going on this year.
We sure do.
Well, thank you, Elaine, for your time.
It gets more exciting every year,
doesn't it? I'd like to thank Elaine for sharing her time with us today, and we can look forward to more conversations with her in the future. You can also chat with Elaine yourself on the Sun Earth Day Facebook and Twitter account. Finally, make sure to register on the Sun Earth Day website in order to receive a free welcoming packet of materials while supplies last. We're very interested in hearing your questions and comments, so if you have something to say, just join us in Facebook and Twitter, or send an email directly to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it on one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit us on our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.